Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Hello, hello, hello. Celeste Cuffy here of Life Power Consulting Services, where our mission is to reach, encourage, and motivate others to access and utilize their God-given talents and skills to create better families and communities. I do thank you for joining me today on this podcast. I do hope that you are having a productive, a positive, and I hope that you are living a life empowered. I hope on this day, all that you've hoped to accomplish, you are moving in that direction. So again, thank you so much for joining me on this day. I'm so excited about the topic that we are going to be talking about today, and it's simply networking. Over the last several months, as I've really been working on building my business, one of the things I've really had to do is put myself out there and network. And whenever you are looking to grow your business or even simply grow yourself, networking is really the thing to do. Well, why is that, you ask? Thanks for asking. I will tell you. The reason why networking is the thing to do is because we learn better from each other. There is something that someone in your circle can teach you that you didn't know yourself. And there is something that you can teach someone else in your circle that they didn't know. So networking is an opportunity to definitely grow yourself as well as your business. And so today, what I have for you surrounding networking is five tips. Five simple tips that will help you be very successful at networking. Don't ever think that networking is something that just some people have to do or just salespeople have to do. The purpose of networking is really to build relationships. And whenever you're in any kind of business, we need relationships with people. We need to grow with people. We need to surround ourselves with people that make us better. As a matter of fact, one of the things that Life Empowered is offering are mastermind groups to get like-minded people together, people that are trying to go to the next level. And that support to help you build, help you grow, help you be better, it's important. It's critical. I wanted to share with you on today these five tips. So the first thing, the first tip, and they're not necessarily in this order, but the first tip that I'd like to start with you with is to have your pitch together. Be prepared with business cards or an ink pen to give information and share information, to take information down. But when you get into these environments of networking, and it doesn't have to be called a networking outing or a networking social event, but whenever you go out with a script in your head. Go out with a pitch together, like a 30-second elevator speech that speaks to, if it is your business, speak to your business, why you do it, what you do, and that will help you grow your business. Have your business cards handy as you're chatting. So that's the first thing. Have your pitch together. Now, here's the second thing. To be open to learn about others, asking probing questions. Again, networking is all about relationships. And so while you have your pitch together, it's not all about you. It's about listening to other people and listening for potential opportunities of how you might be able to help the other person and how that other person might be able to help you. In networking, there should be a win-win. There should be some value that you walk away with, and there should be some value that they walk away with. Even if it's just an encouraging word, leverage that opportunity to learn about other people as well. Ask them what they do, how long have they been doing it for, what drove them to do it, what is their story, what are their biggest obstacles. That's networking. Then talk about what you do and how you guys could partner together. And sometimes that even becomes a brainstorming session. In a recent networking lunch I had, basically I sat down with someone. They talked about their business and what they did. I talked about my business and what I did. And it was just really a sharing. And then towards the end of the conversation, she said, well, I wonder how we can work together. Why? Because we've built a relationship. We've built a rapport. And so now let's put what you do and what I do together. And so that turned into an opportunity. And that is networking at its finest. So the first thing, have your pitch together. The second thing, be open and learn about other people. Ask probing questions. Get to know them as individuals. The third thing, be authentic to you. Sometimes we miss our opportunity because we're trying to crack a joke. We're trying to be like someone else. And the authentic us is the best us that we can be. So we have to be authentic when we're getting to know people and people are getting to know us. They want to know who we are, what we represent, what we stand for, what we're doing in our business, what we're looking to do as individuals, how we're looking to be better. The reality, we're looking to grow. It's okay to say that you're a life learner. It's okay to say you're building a business. But be authentic to who you are. So that's the third thing, be authentic. The fourth thing is to set goals. So even if you are not going to a networking event, maybe you're going to the grocery store. So set a goal that you're going to say hi to one person and smile. Introduce yourself. Tell them what you do. Give them a business card. If you know anybody, please give them my card or please reach out if I can be of some service. Set goals. And maybe your goal isn't to get the sale, but maybe your goal is to build the relationship. The goal is to get the business card so that you can follow up and do a coffee meeting or a lunch meeting or to really connect with that person because you think that they have something that you could leverage and you have something they can leverage. Again, networking should be mutual. It should be a win-win. So set goals. So what did we talk about so far? Having your pitch together, being prepared with business cards or writing utensils so that you can get or give information. The last networking event that I went to, I had the opportunity to connect with some individuals, and they began to share with me names of additional women's groups in the local area that I might benefit from. Absolutely, I need that, and I need to be able to write that name down. I carry a notebook everywhere I go, so what did I do? I wrote that name down. That's what you have to do. Be prepared. Be open to learn and to ask probing questions. So what do you think the problem is? What do you want to do? In a perfect world, what would that look like? What would your business look like? What would you look like? What does happiness mean to you? What does that look like for you? Asking those questions, being authentic, transparent with who you are and what you're doing. Goals, saying that every place that I go to, every networking event, I am going to connect with three people. I'm going to get three business cards. I'm going to speak to five people that I wouldn't have spoken to before. I am going to leverage my opportunities as best as possible. I'm going to attend three networking events a month. Whatever your goal is, set it and honor it. Then the fifth tip of today is to be proactive. Don't be afraid to go out to meet with. Don't be afraid to go out and proactively extend your hand and say hello. Don't be afraid to walk up to others and share a word of encouragement, something positive. Don't be afraid to take a chance and go to a place, an event that you don't know anybody at. Be proactive. When you see people at a networking event, they're standing around a table. Don't be afraid to say, hi, may I join you? Join the table. Listen into the dialogue. Thank you so much. May I give you my card? It's okay to say that. Do you have a card that I could take? I would love to connect with you. Don't be afraid to take the card. Don't be afraid to ask those questions. And then don't be afraid to go to the next table and do the same thing. It's all about relationships. So this is just five tips. There's so many things, so many additional pieces of information that I would love to share with you. But we're going to start with just these five today. Have your pitch together. Be open to learn and ask others about themselves. So not just about you, but learn about them. Be authentic to who you are. Set your goals and be proactive. Those are the five tips that I'd like to share with you today as you are looking to leverage networking at its finest. Thank you so much for your time. And again, just so you know, Life and Power Consulting Services is holding mastermind groups. In addition to that, the last week of March in 2017, the last Sunday, Life Empowered will be holding Celeste Cuffey. I will be holding a book signing event. You do not want to miss it. Continue to check out my website. And that's www.celestecuffey.com. Or feel free to contact me about any of the services that I offer at 414-939-LECS or 414-939-5327. And again, my website, www.celestecuffey.com. Thank you so much for your time again. Thank you for joining me. And do not hesitate to go out to my website for more information. Thank you again and have an awesome day. And don't forget to live a life empowered. Take care.